night. Wednesday night, Varlach.
I'm interrupting the inyonim of Kibbutz Avaim because something came up today that might be very common, and it's an issa d'oraisa. Someone was emailing me back and forth about Orla and Ravai, about his tree that he has, and he mentioned in passing that his tree was grafted, that the branch of a lemon tree was grafted in a non-fruit producing tree, which was the Isser Harkova of grafting. And I said, what? He said, yeah, you got it from a nursery that's rather closed on Shemitah. So I don't know, Pshat, I told him to investigate further, but if you have a tree that's, it's also to graft a tree. Grafting means taking a branch from one tree, a fruit-producing tree, and sticking it into the stock, it's called. The wood, the trunk, that's what they usually do. The stock, or the wood, the trunk, of a different species, or a non-fruit-producing tree. And if you have, you're not allowed to do that. And if you have such a tree, you're not allowed to water it. You're not allowed to fertilize it. You're not allowed to do anything that'll make it grow. And you have to uproot it. You have to get rid of it. You might be able to get rid of the part that's grafted. You'll ask a shayla if you have to uproot the whole thing. But this is an isser, and an isser d'oraisa. And then I did a little more research in my tool that I have. And apparently many, 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 many trees are grafted. It's almost the norm to graft trees. So now I need, forget about the pizza. I need a new investigation now. Someone has to go down to the nurseries. I don't know, do they have hechsherim? It's the norm to graft trees from flavorful fruit to strong trees. They get the strength of the strong tree, that's what they're grafting. They want to get the milo of the strong tree and the flavor of the fruit tree. Apparently it's extremely common to graft trees. It's an isser. The fruit of a grafted tree is mutter. You could even take the branch of a grafted tree and plant it, and that's mutter. But if you have a grafted tree, you're not allowed to water it or anything, and you have to be oker it, you have to uproot it. It's makayim kilayim. So if someone will start looking into this and see how common it is, and if nurseries have hechsherim, or maybe it's not as common as it seems from my research, it might be a zikoy harabim. I don't know. This was like a shock to me.
Checking out, I got a Remo tree. When I was checking it out,